Welcome to Why Your Story Podcast, brought to you from the beautiful home of SBI Media. I am your host, Travis Osmond.
And I am your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And together,
we are
Why Your Story. Woo! Hey, what a great day to be alive, isn't it?
It's a wonderful day.
We're glad
in the neighborhood.
We're glad that people are still listening to our podcast. Unbeknownst or beknownst, it's still crazy that people listen to us.
That's true. We have a following of two.
We haven't offered any money yet for people to listen to our podcast. So
no, not yet.
Well, maybe we'll have to get to that someday. But
perhaps.
We do appreciate everybody listening to us and enjoying the time with us. And we're glad that everybody could be here. So
we are.
We're back at it. Another beautiful day in Star Valley. And summer is in full swing. I don't know when this podcast will play, but
probably winter.
While we're here, summer's in full swing. Hey, what are you drinking?
Some Crystal Light. No calories. But right before that, earlier today, I had a Coke from the pop shop.
You did?
I did.
All right. Well, hold on. Where's mine? Can you hear that?
Yeah. What is that?
That's called a working dad.
Working dad. What's in it? That's kind of an annoying sound.
That is pure 100% enjoyment.
Is it Mountain Dew in it?
Made with love. No. Dr. Pepper, cherry, coconut.
I think. Working dad.
Yeah, working dad.
Cool.
Excuse me. I'm joking. They have a working mom.
Oh, they did.
No, they still do. I think you can order a working mom, and I think it's the working dad with something less.
Okay.
You'll have to ask Tommy, who's our next guest on another episode.
Okay, but, I will.
Well, we do thank the pop shop for their sponsorship, and we do thank the hospital.
Mm-hmm.
They're great, and they treat us well.
Star Valley Health.
We appreciate Star Valley Health.
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing today?
Today, we're going to talk to another one of our sponsors.
We have another one?
Yes, but this one, well,
actually, it's kind of a double sponsor. Don't you think?
Yeah.
He's kind of a double sponsor.
For sure.
Obviously, SBI Media.
Yeah.
Totally helps us out.
Oh, yeah. Especially this person.
And Ecolife.
Yes.
Right?
Ecolife.
For all your lawn care and pest control needs.
That's right.
Right?
So they get
service
rid of dandelions.
Service with a smile. Dandelions, clover, box elder bugs, spiders, creepy crawly, earwigs.
Mice.
Mice. Yep. The occasional
spiders.
Skunk, maybe.
Oh, yeah. Raccoons.
We'll have to ask. Raccoons, probably.
Cool.
Californians. Have we delved into that yet?
Californians?
Yeah. Can we say that?
Like people that are from California?
Yeah.
Okay.
Probably not. We won't. let's not worry about that.
I was born in California.
I know.
There's nothing wrong with that.
I know.
And I'm not there now.
So, I have a really dear friend that is from California, but he wants so badly to get out of California. I guess the taxes alone are just unbelievable, and they can't afford anything. And anyway.
So is he look? I know a lot are going to Idaho.
Well, they're all coming to Idaho or in Wyoming.
Mm. Right.
Is what I've
So is he going to move?
Oh, yeah. In fact, he's actually in the valley right now.
Oh, really? Because there's a few jobs, openings right now.
Oh, I think there's a few jobs. Yeah. We can't find any way to work.
Yeah.
So
it's all over.
It's crazy. I don't know. It's a good thing this podcast is not about politics.
That's true.
And that stuff, because that's just depressing.
Yeah.
Moving on. So today, our guest in-house is a name that's known to everybody in Star Valley as the SBI Media Morning Guy.
That's right.
Right? Mm-hmm. None other than
Duke Dance.
Hey, there he is.
Hey, just so everybody's wondering, you know, can you sound the same way you do in the afternoon as you do in the morning?
See, that's the big secret. Is everyone tells me I have a radio voice, and I don't think I do. I think I sound the same all the time, but people tell me I sound different in the morning on the air than I do in conversation. So I don't know how to talk like I sound on the radio, because to me, it's always the same.
It's always Duke's voice, huh?
That's right.
So Duke, we're glad to have you with us today.
Yes, we are.
And you, how long have you been back in the Valley?
6 years.
Okay, yep. So you've been back in 6 years. And in those 6 years, because I've been here 10,
mm-hmm.
and I can tell you that in the 6 years that I, or the 10 years that I've been here, since Duke has been here, the radio has completely changed.
Oh, I think so too.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And so you've had something to do with that.
A little.
A little. A little lot.
Yeah.
So so tell, just for our listeners, what do you do? I know you're the main anchor for SVI Media, on the radio anyway, you and Dal. But you do like all the basketball sports, and you do American, or whatever, Idol, Swift Idol.
The vocalist. Yeah, don't get me in trouble.
Yeah,
lawyers are going to be calling now. Let's not be careful.
Let's not infringe on any copyright material here. But tell everybody what you do.
So here's the thing about SVI that I really like, and it's a little different every day. We all wear about 35 different hats like most people do in companies. In Star Valley, but yeah, the day starts for me on the air. We go live at 7 a.m.
So what time does your day start here?
Typically between 5:30 and 6.
Ooh.
And I'm not the first one here, actually.
Oh, wow.
So Dan's first newscast airs at 5 a.m. Monday through Friday. And then I'll come in between 5:30 and 6, start prepping for the morning show. And we're live until 9. And then after that, I do all the programming. You hear songs on the radio, but they don't just magically appear there. Someone actually has to schedule them and put them there, and that's what I do. I program the stations and then work with businesses on their advertising and commercials and all that stuff. Make sure that we're in good standing with the FCC and that our good friends in the federal government like us and everything's squared away there. So
how many?
Yeah.
Oh, sorry. How many radio stations are you?
So three radio stations that I program.
Okay, and
so we have the station here, Swift 98,
mm-hmm.
and then we have the station in Kemmer, which is the Spur, but then it's simulcast in Star Valley, and so the Spur's a kind of a big footprint, and then we also own the station over Montpelier, which is the Wave. And so, yeah, three locations. The footprint is Bear Lake Valley, all of Lincoln County, and Bridger Valley is the radio footprint for SVI. So it's kind of crazy.
Yeah.
Wow. So a couple questions then that I have for you. One is, you mentioned you have to make sure the federal government people like you.
Uh-huh.
And I need to know how to do that. And then the second one is...
It's too late.
Is why,
it's too late.
Why are you not playing more classic rock?
You know, I do have...
And I don't care in which one you order.
Okay, well, first off, here's the secret to the federal government. Okay. You make sure that they don't know you exist.
Oh.
Yes.
You fly under the radar?
You fly under the radar so much. And in broadcast media, especially radio, you have the FCC requirements and everything. And if you just do the things that you're supposed to do without causing a little fuss, then you're okay. Especially in small markets like this.
Right.
Okay. It's just not as big of a deal. But... Okay. What was your second question now? See, I can do one at a time.
Obviously, classic rock.
Oh, classic rock.
Even though we live in the country.
We live in the country. And he does cover the Spur. I mean, the Spur covers country.
Sure. Mm-hmm.
Not the kind of country that I particularly care for. I love the classic country.
Me too.
You give me some George Strait.
Okay,
I'm not done talking. I will silence your mic. So George Strait, Chris LeDoux. Let's throw in some Alan Jackson, probably.
Travis Tritt,
Oak Ridge Boys. And then let's go even older. You know, let's get into some Hank Williams, Hank Williams Jr., Willie Nelson. You know, I like the older stuff too.
Johnny Cash. Oh, boy.
So there's all these questions that everybody in the Valley wants to know, Duke, is... why we're playing Jason Aldean or whatever it is when there is
how dare
Travis
we play
Tritt.
Florida Georgia Line?
Oh my gosh!
Jeez,
what's the one that make me want a song? Let's see.
Oh my word!
My daughters were like, I went out and I turned it off. I'm like, that is not Country Girl. And they're like, Dad, we love it. That's my favorite song. I'm like, that is not country.
All right, so here's the big scoop.
Give us the spill.
Here's the big spill. So in when you go to Salt Lake City or when you go to even Idaho Falls, they're going to have how many different radio stations? Sure. They're going to have 20 different radio stations, right?
Right.
And so those radio stations can really micromanage their content. And they can say, all we're going to do is play modern country. All we're going to do is play classic country. All we're going to do is play classic rock. Oh, and you can do it because you've got enough stations and enough listenership. Here, I've got to reach everybody because I've got two stations.
Yeah.
So the idea is to go across the board. Now, just so you know, I played George Strait. I played Chris Ledoux.
Very limited.
But I got to reach everybody, so it's a mix. It is a mix. So I even got AC/DC over there, Mr. Travis.
I did hear AC/DC. I was so excited.
Yeah. See?
So my question then is, have you done like some polling to say, okay, Star Valley, most of our listeners want to hear... What did you call it? Georgia, Florida Line? Or did you say most of my listeners want to hear Johnny Cash? Or do you sit here behind your thing and go, you know, I'm really digging a guy wearing tight jeans and maybe they're acid wash and he's got one of those straw hats on. I think I'm in the mood for that today. Oh, or how does that work?
Yeah.
Yeah. So we did do a lot of research when we first started, and we did some community surveys. And here's the cool thing with the text and topic that we do during the morning show, right? We do a lot of those types of questions that we ask is actually public surveys and listener feedback, and we use those quite often to get listener feedback from the people listening. So I understand that there's no way I'm going to make everybody in the Valley happy with the music selection.
Yeah.
The goal is to do overall, people are going to be like, okay, I can handle this.
Yeah.
Right. And so, because again, I got to do such a general wide sweeping. So yeah, we did a lot of research and basically it came back with, we got to play everything. So that's what I do.
You do it really well, I think. What's the most, like, if you had a most requested song and you're like, whoa.
Most requested song.
That's actually a really good question.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. Did you think of that by yourself?
I did. And I'm
going to drink to that.
Yeah. For a blonde.
So I do the All Request Friday. And every week... I think there was some guy that was really going through a hard time, and he requested for like 4 months in a row, he requested country breakup songs.
Are you kidding me?
And so I'd play them, baby. I'd play them, but yeah.
So how come I wasn't aware of this? Friday, what did you call it?
Well, it's because you don't listen to the stations enough.
Do you do it on the country one?
Yes, sir. Yeah. Every Friday from 9 to 11 o'clock.
Well, that's why I'm still sleeping.
Oh, whatever.
Okay. Yeah, right.
No.
You're spraying.
9 to 11.
9 to 11.
So do you call in? Do you text in?
You can text in. Yeah. Use our studio text in line. It's 203-4637.
And is there... Okay, I'm sorry. Go ahead.
No, that's it. That's seven digits. Yeah. 203-4637.
And you just text in the name of a song?
Uh-huh. Yeah, you got to tell me which station you're listening to. So I always say text Swift or Spur. And then the name of the song, so I know what station to put the request
and
on.
And do you answer back?
With the song on the air, yes.
Oh, okay. So do you typically, I'm just saying, hey, I get a text back. Hey, that's a sweet song. I'm going to play it. If it is
a really good request, sometimes I'll be like, hey, thanks for doing that. But it's got to be one that... it's got to be one that I don't get a lot, and maybe we don't play a lot. Maybe something somebody hasn't really heard of.
Okay.
So, yeah, you got to get, if you want a response back, then you got to get creative.
Yeah.
Okay, so the question on everybody's mind, when they knew that I was going to come in and interview Duke Dance today, they wanted to know how many Osmond songs Duke Dance has put on air.
How many?
How many Osmond songs?
I don't know.
Thousands?
Yeah. Hundreds and tens of thousands.
All right, good answer.
I'm getting sick.
I know what I'm going to start requesting.
Oh, my gosh.
Osmond you watch. You're going to know that one's from Travis. Yeah. I guarantee you that. Yeah. I love it.
We actually have a listener that goes by Carl, and that's not his real name. We know who he is, but he's funny because he's not on the air, and he has an on-air name. But he goes by Carl, and he requests. He always tries to find a song that I can't find.
Oh.
Really?
And He hasn't stumped me yet.
Really?
Wow.
So so the Carl request is what we call it here at SVI.
That's cool.
Did you get your Carl request in today?
So, really?
Neat.
Yeah. That's really neat.
Yeah.
So Duke, tell us about yourself.
Well, I'm 5'9".
Okay. And you've got a perfect face for radio.
Yeah, I know.
You do. And you have a perfect t-shirt today.
Thank you. Utah Utes.
Yeah, that's right.
I'm a Utah man. We'll be telling that. So, I grew up here in Star Valley and was born actually in Idaho, but I couldn't handle it. So at the age of about 2 years old, I made my family move to Wyoming. And my dad worked for Star Valley Cheese Factory in the early days. He hauled the whey and did the milk for the dairies and hauled it over. And so that's what our family did growing up. And grew up in Thane, and I was graduated from the class of 2005 from Star Valley High School.
Wow. Oh, my word. Yep. You're a pup.
Yep.
He's a pup.
And ended up going to Snow College down in Ephraim to pursue radio down at Snow College. Really loved it. Go Badgers. And got into communications there, interned with the radio stations, did a two-year mission for the LDS Church in between there. And
we had a really cute companion.
Yeah, I had your nephew was one of my companions.
Are you Clark Walker.
Yeah, not even kidding.
Yeah. Wow. Clark Walker.
Crazy.
Yeah, we were out in New England. Anyway, I did some internship with the radio stations, got hired on in Utah when I graduated. So I worked in Richfield, Utah, doing sports and morning show stuff for a few years. And I was friends with one of Dan Dockstetter's sons growing up. And so I knew Dan, and I knew about the situation with the radio station, and that I knew that at some point he wanted to take over KRSV. And so every time I'd come home to visit my family, I'd always go visit Dan, right? And I'd say, hey, what's the latest on the radio station? And so he was well aware of my desire to move back home and do radio at some point. Mm-hmm. So when he was able to make that purchase, he gave me a call, and we packed up, and here we are.
That's cool. So, and tell us about a little bit about your family.
I married a girl born in California, but she is not a Californian. She she grew up in central Utah, which is very much different than the Wasatch Front.
Yes.
Yeah. So she's a small town Utah girl, but really fell in love with Star Valley herself. And so she was stoked about coming up here too.
Nice.
So Carrie is my wife, and we have four pretty dang awesome kids.
Yes,
McKady is 11. Kenna Delilah, she's my my 9-year-old redhead dance star.
Awesome.
And then I got two younger boys. I got a 6-year-old Tasmanian devil and Carson. And then I got Bennis the Menace. He's our 4-year-old. So
how fun. I love the nicknames.
That is awesome. And So, Deke, you've told us a little about your radio. What other things do you do?
Well, there's the vocalist. You mentioned that. That's part of SVI, but that was something that we kind of created out of thin air ourselves. And so that's a big thing of what I do. And then you guys talked about Eco Life, and that was another little side business that for some reason I got talked into. So I let myself start. I took bad advice from a friend is what I did.
Good for you, man. What a good friend. You've got your hands in what else? What are your hobbies? I mean, so we know what you're doing.
I don't know what those are.
Yeah. Do you fish or hunt?
I mean,
well, I'm lucky because...
Do you search for mushrooms? I mean, what do you do?
Well, they're not legal in some states. So, But, I'm actually, for being a guy that grew up in Star Valley, of course, I like the outdoors. I'm not very good at hunting, so I don't do it a lot. I never really got into it. But water sports I really like, so we spend a lot of summer days at Palisades, that kind of thing, speedboats, kayaks, that type of stuff is what my family really likes to do. Growing up, my hobby was to do radio things.
Especially
once I got into the latter years of high school and went to college.
Right.
I just love to record and mess with audio stuff, and fun. Always been kind of a sports guy, and so the play-by-play was kind of a natural thing to get into. And so people ask me that. In fact, my parents ask me that quite a bit. What do you do to blow off steam? And I say, well, I go to the football games. So,
wow.
So yeah, I mean, it's my hobby is my job. So I'm lucky that way.
Yeah. Yeah.
So you do understand that that's weird, right?
I mean, yeah, I know.
So what did you do as a kid? Well, I pretended I was on the radio. I mean, I'd look at you like, you probably needed therapy. You probably met with a school counselor way more than everybody else. But so you mentioned New England. I'm kind of curious.
Yeah.
Do you like clam chowder?
I love clam chowder.
Mm.
Now, yes, but that, it has to be the good kind.
Is that the red or the white?
The white.
Okay.
Yeah, the white. See, that's the New England clam chowder is the white.
Chowder.
Yeah.
What's the difference?
One is a little bit yuckier than the other.
The red must be yuckier?
Oh, well, they're both yuck, but the red is like pure yuck.
Oh.
Come on now. See, I don't know that I've even really tried the red much.
It's like, you know how like New England clam chowder is like white, and milky, and creamy stuff? The red is like vegetable soup. I mean, it's just really slimy and runny. And
Because I lived there for 2 years, I turned into a clam chowder snob is what happened. And I can't just go to the grocery store and get the 99 cent can of clam chowder because I can't. And see, now I'm a snob because I lived and got the real stuff. Yeah. But I'm telling you, there happens to be a fish place in town that sells some really good clam chowder. So an unsolicited plug for those guys.
And does it taste like the
real stuff?
It is the real deal.
Oh, I love it.
So can you, in like maybe like 3 to 4 words, describe to me what a clam looks like inside the shell? Just 3 or 4 descriptive words, please. Go ahead.
Dun, dun, dun. Squishy marble.
Whoa.
Squishy marble.
Okay. That.
That's 2. You got
three. Oh, I got one more?
No, you got one. You got 2 more.
A flesh-colored squishy marble.
A flesh-colored squishy marble. Well, that's actually pretty good. I was thinking more along the lines of runny, squishy, booger, smelly.
Slime.
Yeah. Runny, squishy, booger, slime.
Yeah. Your opinion doesn't count, Mr. I hate fish.
Yeah.
But so,
which is true.
I picked up a clam once. They had clams on my plate. And so my wife was like, we're going to go out and have fresh seafood. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're here. We're on the coast. And I picked one up and it like, I squoze it a little too hard and it pooped on my plate.
Only you.
and then there is these guys next to me. Is it clams that they're like slurping out of the shells? Do you do that, or are those, maybe those are oysters?
Yeah, those are. I think you're talking oysters. Okay, yeah. I don't think people slurp clams out of shells.
Again, squishy, boogery, slimy, stink. Same thing.
Yeah, but that's okay.
No, that's great. Everybody's different.
Exactly. Yeah. So did you see a lot of houses? The
light towers?
Light tower houses.
I wish you could have all just seen what MJ... She was doing the hand signals for lighthouses.
I got it, though. I knew what you were saying.
See? I mean, who wouldn't get... Did you see any of the big towers?
Yes. Yeah, we did go see some of the lighthouses.
And a lot of them still working and all that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, absolutely. Sweet. Yeah, absolutely. So that was a cool thing. I never did have crab the whole time I was up in Maine. Didn't have any crab, which is a little different. How's your Boston accents, by the way? You guys got new? Can you pull off? Yeah, mm-hmm. Haba. See, here's what they
pretty
do.
Good, eh?
No, that's no. not.
No,
that's not even. That's no? Canadian.
No,
yeah. Bueno.
No,
bueno.
So here's what they do. Here's how to talk. Here's how to talk in Boston. Is if the word ends in an A, you add an R.
Right.
So a word like pizza, they say pizza.
Yeah.
So you go,
no.
No, they do. I'm dead serious. You say, like, hey, I just ordered a great pizza last night. It was great. I had great pizza. Mm-hmm. But if it ends with an R, you drop the R and you just end it with Haba. An A. So here's harbor is Haba, right? Yeah. In Boston. So here's my favorite thing to always say, because they don't call them, it's not a driveway, it's a dooryard. In New England, it's a dooryard, but not dooryard, it's a dooryard.
A dooryard.
So you park the car in the dooryard so you can get the pizza in the house.
You gotta be kidding me.
I'm not even joking. You park the car in the dooryard.
So is it like banana?
Yeah, it is. It's not washing machine, it's washing machine.
Go ahead and wash your banana.
Yes, exactly.
There's something wrong with this. Something very wrong with this.
That's exactly what it is. You nailed it.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Have you not been back to that part of the...
Oh, I've been there.
Oh.
I never paid any attention.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, their accents are so thick.
But it's different in New York. It's not like the... Right. It's not the Bronx. If you've been to New York, you haven't really been to New England.
Right. Okay, maybe I haven't then.
Okay.
Because I've been to New York several times.
Yeah. England, if you want to experience New England, you've got to... It's New Hampshire North.
Okay.
Yeah. Well, Boston. I guess Massachusetts North.
Okay.
Yeah.
Fascinating.
My family's from Glasta. I learned something today.
From Alaska? I'm very
Glasta.
Happy for you.
Glasta.
Oh.
Glasta, Massachusetts.
Glasta, Massachusetts.
No, that should be Glaster.
It's Glasta.
Doesn't it end with an A?
No, it ends with an R.
Glasta.
Ah.
Glasta.
Okay.
And it's like 50 minutes from Boston.
Really?
Yeah, it's awesome. It's where The Secret Storm, the movie.
Yes.
The Ooh, true
that's
story.
That's a good story.
They have a big statue of... like Everybody a sailor that died? And it, but yeah, a big plaque of all the people that died.
Wow.
Yeah, that's where that's from, is Glasta. Kind of cool.
Yeah, thank you for that.
It is kind of cool.
Well, I just think that's awesome.
And now I want to know about Moving foliage
on. Except oh, they call
it
awesome.
Do they call it leaf peeping or they foliage there?
I don't what? Know that I've ever heard.
Did you just leaf say leaf peeping?
Yeah, it's leaf peeping.
I don't think I've ever heard that term.
Really?
Is that mm-hmm. where you go out and look at leaves?
And you peep. Yeah. It's a true thing.
So do you pee on the leaf or you
no,
just look at the leaf?
No, you're peeping. You're just you're
Would
driving.
You just explain? Oh, okay.
I've only used the word foliage, but yeah.
What do you mean, foliage?
Well, that's what the leaves are. That's the foliage is the leaves.
Right.
And of course, there's the...
Well, you can use that term here, too.
Yeah, but they're not the same as back, right? I mean, you've lived in both places.
Yeah,
the foliage there's
so much different.
Different
oh, okay, I see what
so
you're
much
saying.
Different
you're just talking about the foliage. You're not talking about people use the word foliage.
Oh, jeez.
Oh, well, they gosh. Do, but
well, I'm just trying to understand what's so great about the word foliage. But you're
well,
saying,
it was better than leaf peeping, is what I'm saying.
That, I'm just trying to get a grasp on where that came from.
I don't know.
Leaf peeping. That's like everybody out there in Radioland. Leaf peeping.
I know they've heard of it.
If you catch yourself leaf peeping, you have a problem.
Hey, there's some weird people in Vermont. Okay.
If I went home and I told my wife, and she said, "What are you doing today, honey?" and I said, "Leaf peeping."
You're like, "Let's go on a date."
She'd be like, "We're done." Yeah. That sounds like a personal problem.
Yeah.
So, Duke, what advice would you have for the young up and coming radio star that
That's
wants to get
question.
Into this?
Read out loud a lot because. Okay. Here's the thing. When you hear someone on the radio, most of the time, they're reading something. You think of the news or the weather or the sports.
Mm.
And if you've got to be able to look at something without having read it before,
right.
and be able to read it without stumbling. And that's the hardest thing for a lot of people to do is to read something they've never read before and read it well and then sound like they're not reading it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Make it sound like they're not reading
yeah.
it. So when I was first getting into it, the advice I was given is to just read when you're driving down the interstate, look mm-hmm. at the billboards and read the billboards out loud.
Wow.
When you're just driving down the road.
Yeah.
Really?
And then,
okay.
You know, if you
That's
read
cool.
if you read like scriptures, if you read books or anything like that, read them out loud.
Huh.
So, yes.
So I'm going to try that real quick.
You're going to do it?
Yeah. There's a piece of paper sitting here since I'm in your desk.
Yeah.
Okay, let's see
how you
do.
It is a little weird to see someone else on my chair, by the way.
All right. You go first, and then I'll do one.
Okay, I'm going to go first,
okay.
and then you do it. Let's see who does the best, okay? John Adams Ford, keeping it simple with excellent service and warranty that lasts forever. Visit them in Soda Springs and or at johnadamsford.com.
Bam,
Not
bam,
bad.
Bam.
Not bad.
Not too bad. Okay.
Not too bad.
Give it your best shot.
Northern Title, good deeds done daily, serving all of Lincoln County and Southwest
good
Wyoming.
Deeds done daily.
Visit.
Oh, sorry.
NorthernTitle.net.
You totally
ralphed
that.
And in the what?
You messed it up.
Well, because you were like. Bleep, bleep, bleep.
Well, but in the ad, there's background music. If you're going to be in radio, you need to be able to focus.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm your background singer.
Okay, that's true.
All right. Well, I thought you did pretty good.
Yeah,
I thought you
bad.
Did very well, too.
Bank of Star Valley, your community bank. Three locations in Afton, Thane, and Alpine, and at BOSV.com. Ecolife. Got dandelions? Call Ecolife. 886-4933 or visit EcolifeUSA.com.
See? You can do
See,
it.
See? I thought the second
you're up,
one was
you're
better.
Up.
Now, actually, I'm going to have someone else
yeah,
help
let's
me.
Yeah, let's let Duke do it.
Let's
you want me to do it?
Let's put
yeah.
Duke on the spot.
Well, I've read these many, many times.
Well, we
so,
just want you to pick one.
All right, let's see.
Okay, you're
hey,
on the
how
spot.
How about this one? Because it's one of your sponsors, right?
Okay.
Star Valley Health. Healthcare, how it was meant to be. Visit starvalleyhealth.org.
Wow. Well, if we could just be that
We're in the midst of greatness.
Yeah, we are.
That was amazing.
Yeah, you really are great.
Oh, thank you. That's nice.
You have
of
a
you
great
guys.
Radio voice.
Yeah, I know it. Star Valley appreciates you and all you do.
We do.
It's always nice to wake up and listen to Duke in the morning with Dal. And Dal, you know, and we don't want to leave Dal out of this, but his his sports is fantastic.
Unmatched.
It's unmatched.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, he's really
good. And his philosophy on life. Like, I don't know if you've ever noticed, but a lot of his comparisons are to pizza. and I don't know if he notices that.
Can I tell you a secret about Dal? Can I tell you a little secret about Dal? Yeah. I don't know if I've even told Dal, but I don't know if he's going to hear this or not. I kind of hope he doesn't. I'm going to share a little secret about Dal. If I realize that Dal maybe needs something to pick him up a little bit, or if the morning show maybe just needs a little energy and I just need Dal to really get excited on the morning show, I will do a text and topic about food.
Serious.
And a lot of times I don't even tell him what's going on. I'll just be like, you know what, Dal, I think today we're going to talk about this. I tell you every time. And I don't mean that I don't mean to be rude about it. I'm not trying to put him down by anything. He's a guy.
Absolutely.
Another guy is not going to get excited about it.
Absolutely.
That's kind of my own little my own little secret. So.
I love it.
That's fun.
I just love it.
Yeah, I do too.
Speaking of football, it reminds me of pizza.
I mean, you mean pizza.
Pizza. Yeah. We need a pizza. Well, Duke, we sure appreciate you coming on today.
And, we truly do.
And to be a part of this and helping us get going from the very beginning. And
that's right.
All you do for us and for the community. And
to our two listeners out there.
Do we think we have two?
Well, I'm actually one of them. So today you're down.
We're down.
I know of one.
One listener.
Right. Yeah.
Well, we'll keep doing as long as we get one.
Okay.
Anyway, appreciate you. We appreciate everybody. We appreciate our sponsors.
Appreciate Duke.
Duke.
Helping us.
Equal Life, SVI Media, the Pop Shop, the Star Valley Health. Everybody that helps us. So on that, we'll catch you on the flip side. I'm your host, Travis Osmond.
I'm your host, Mary Jo Parker.
And this is Why Your Story, and we appreciate it, and we'll talk to you later.
Have a good day.